or should we thank you very much? The need for the Holy Ghost faith, in bracket. Bible text is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 32, verse 33. Please open your Bible, open your Bible, open your Bible. The word of God is inspired. So for every time that you read it, something new will dawn upon you. Numbers chapter 32, verse Numbers chapter 13, verse 32 to 33.
Okay, close your leg.
Numbers.
Okay, close your leg.
Numbers 13.
Okay, look,
Numbers what?
Numbers.
Numbers what?
2 to 33. The Bible says
Numbers.
The book of Numbers, chapter 13. Oh. Numbers. One, the book of Moses. Numbers chapter 13, 32 to 33. Verse 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitant thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Verse 33. And there we saw the giant, the sons of Anak, which come of the giant, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. I want you to take note of the point that the details we have here is a report. A report. Let's now see from the perspective of God what was it that led to this report. Is it just because they saw something or something happened to them after they saw something? You know, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, when the disciples went to preach and Acts of the Apostle chapter 3, thereabout, chapter 3, chapter 4, when they went to preach and the council of the elders threatened them, the Bible recorded that they returned back to their company. And after they prayed, they received boldness. They went back outside. So these 12 spies, 12 persons, that is one from each tribe, that make up the nation of Israel, was sent out to spy out the land that God will give them for an inheritance. They went out with food.
So, MP John, please unmute. MP John, unmute your... Muted. I think I was muted.
Where did you lose me? What was the last thing you heard?
They went out with where? They went out with something.
All right. So, from the 12 tribe, one person was picked each from the 12 tribe. So we have a total of 12 persons that were sent to spy out the land of Canaan, the land that God will give them for an inheritance. And they went on that journey for 40 days. By the time they came back, they went in the spirit. But by the time they came back in the flesh. They went full of the Holy Ghost by the time they came back in the flesh. Meanwhile, for men that are filled in the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, when they went out full of the Spirit and the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the council of the elders threatened them. They lost the fervency of the spirit, so they came back to their own company and they prayed. By the time they prayed, they were rejuvenated. They went back outside. So they went in the spirit, came back broken, but they went back outside in the spirit again. These men were sent out in the spirit, they came back in the flesh, and it was on account of their weak spiritual state that they brought back a report. With the exception of two persons, and that is the person of Caleb and Joshua. So from the perspective of the children of Israel, what they gave was a report. But don't forget, this report almost caused Joseph and Caleb to be stoned to death. This same report almost made the children of Israel to choose another captain at the expense of the life of Moses and Aaron, therefore rebelling against the authority that God has put in place. So this report is not just mere words. This report is galvanized by something that is not God. But don't forget, from the perspective of men, it was just a simple report, an honest report. And that is why sometimes when you are fighting spiritual warfare, what you need is not an honest report. You don't need what you need is not an honest report. You need the report of God, not the report of men. If men say you are barren, that is an honest report, but you will need the report of God in order to stay in conviction. If not, you will make shipwreck of your faith. You will no longer, a point will come, you no longer believe in God. As simple, as honest as that report of men is. Let's move on. They brought back an honest report, but that report was said to be an evil report. So let's look at what did God say made them to give this report. So in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24, let's move to the next chapter. Numbers, chapter 14, verse 24. This is God speaking. He said, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Do you see what I'm now saying? Caleb and Joshua, when they went into the land, they went with their spirits attuned to God. They went full of the Holy Ghost. They went sensitive in the spirit. They didn't just go there go and check, and then they went in their military might. No. They went using their spirit to gather spiritual data concerning the land, far beyond what they are seeing. So according to God, is of the opinion that those men that came back with evil reports, they were not using their spirit. They were being carnal. It was their carnal eyes that they used to look at everything. So when they saw giants, hey, this one can step on us and he will kill us. But people like Caleb and Joshua, they looked at the giant and they said, "Oh, no, this one are bread. If God will grant us the opportunity, these ones, they are minor." Because they take into cognizance the faithfulness of God and the strength of God in giving them victory in previous battles. They fought battles that were more dangerous than conquering the land of promise. So those men forgot the testimony of God. According to God, what they took into what was wrong is a matter of spirit. Let's take our next Bible verse, Joshua chapter 14, verse 7. This was the same Joshua chapter 14 that we read yesterday, so don't forget. Joshua chapter 14, verse 7. Open your Bible, please. I don't need honest report. I don't need pity party. I don't need sympathy. What I need is the word of faith. Joshua chapter 14, verse 7. The Bible says, 40 years old, this is Caleb speaking. He said, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. From the perspective of Caleb, what was guiding his report was his heart. Because he was contrasting the things they saw with the victories of God that was already registered in their heart. Remember Gideon saying, where be the God? Where be the miracles of God that our father spoke about? Indeed, there was a testimony in the heart of Gideon, but that testimony was not sufficient enough to strengthen his conviction that even the Midianite can be conquered. But for men like Caleb and Joshua, the testimony of God in their heart had already outweighed the things that they were seeing in the physical. The need for the Holy Ghost, faith, that is what we are looking at tonight. All right, so let's take our last Bible verse. How do you increase your faith? How do you increase your faith? The apostles in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, they went out in faith. And when they were threatened, I believe they were afraid. So they came back onto their own company. And they went out again with a much greater conviction and power. So there was an increase in the intensity of the Holy Spirit, the concentration of the Holy Ghost in their life. These men that went out, they went out in the spirit, but they came back in the flesh. And instead of submitting to the authority of God that was established in their civilization by seeking the counsel of God, seeking the word of God, they gave in into the flesh outrightly. I want us to consider a matter tonight. The book of Jude, verse 20. Wait for me. Jude, verse 20. I must also open it. Jude verse 20. The Bible says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves. Please help me to check that word. Building up yourself on, right? Am I correct? It is on your most holy faith. Is it in your most holy faith? Somebody correct me. Is it in your most holy faith or on your most holy faith?
In your most holy faith.
On your most holy faith. By praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself on your most. When you use the word on, it means whatever it is you are adding to what is already in existence with you. Just like you could tell MPJD, put the tambourine on your table, on the table, And if that table has a drawer, you could say, put it in the table. That is, put it in the drawer that is in the table. But this word that is being used here is on. And I'd like to show that we go from faith to faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Finally, that's my last scripture for tonight. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans chapter 1, 17. The Bible says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, talking about the gospel. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what to what? Somebody respond. From what to what?
From faith to faith.
So can you see that something is being put on faith, and it is not the flesh, it is faith on faith. So it's not flesh on faith, it is faith on faith. The 12 spies, the 10 spies that brought back evil report, they went out by faith. But somewhere along the line, they lost faith. And in order to make up for the faith that they've lost, they put flesh on the faith and they tried to mingle everything together. And what they got at the end of the day was an evil mixture. Just like the Galatian church, they began in the spirit and now they want to become perfect in the flesh by doing something carnal to attain to the righteousness that is in God through Christ Jesus, through circumcision. That if we do something to ourselves in the physical, something will happen in the spirit. Meanwhile, the foundation of the gospel that Apostle Paul preached to them was to believe in Christ, not to go and do circumcision. Build up yourself on your... Have you met with Christians? When you are talking about believing God for money, that they believe in that one. But when you begin to talk about healing, they don't seem to be persuaded enough that God can heal them. Because they've not built on their faith. And what is missing in the life of those, check their life very well, is praying in the Holy Ghost. Very simple. And those kind of people are the people that bring back an honest report that is, you will know it is, that honest report is an evil report, because it will kill your own little faith. The little faith by which you are persevering, they will, that the honest report will now be the reason why you too, you will lose faith, you will lose your faith. And you begin to doubt the things that God has spoken. Because the people that brought you honest report, they were using their flesh, they were not using their spirit. The Bible is saying, build on your most holy faith. Add faith to your faith. The faith of yesterday is not sufficient to run ministry. The grace of yesterday is not sufficient to run ministry today. The anointing of yesterday is not sufficient to run ministry, to run life today. You see Christians that they are contented speaking in tongues just to get a job. You know that one is not building on anything. That one is just living for self. And that is the conclusion of my teaching for tonight. Don't forget the word on. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are adding something to something. And that thing is none other thing than faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith on faith. Grace on grace. So that by the command, by the word of God through which you are dispatched into a foreign land, when you get there and you see the reality of everything, you will not doubt God and say, Kai, and they didn't tell me this aspect. It's like God, like, it's like God, like. No, that is the time to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because our God is all knowing. He knew that that thing was there before he sent it there. But he also knew that within the limitation of humanity, we keep you down. If he had told you that these players I'm sending you to see the problem there, that you will not have gone. You will say, no, I'm not going. I'm not going. And if you don't go, how will the people hear the word of God? If you don't go, how will you lay claim of the inheritance that is amongst the saints? If you don't go, how will you lay, put down your record amongst the saints that you are victorious? If you don't go, how will you make manifest the book of God? To the principalities and powers. So tonight, it is time for us to pray in the Holy Ghost so that we can have faith to our faith, so that we will not be walking up and down with honest report, simple report that is not guided and aided by the Holy Ghost, that tend to weaken the faith of men. So much so that everyone that hears about our tribulation, even they themselves, they lose touch with their heart. They say, Kai, it'd be like he's under demonic attack. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Add faith to your faith now. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. There'll be no words to say.